The parasha starts, Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael. And the parasha ends with Yaakov returning to Eretz Yisrael. He goes full circle. He leaves, he returns, he leaves empty-handed, he comes back full. The question is, what happens in between? And I think that that's kind of a very important period in Yaakov's life to very briefly explore. Yaakov Avinu has a dream at the very beginning of his journey out of Eretz Yisrael. He looks up and he sees the angels going up and down. There's a vertical connection between the ground and the sky, which the angels are going up and down. What Yaakov Avinu recognizes and what Yaakov Avinu is told is that you can be great, Yaakov. That's what God tells him. You have the potential to be amazing. You have the potential to be incredible. You got to go up. You got to keep going up. You got to keep going up. What happens is Yaakov Avinu goes to Haran. And in Haran, he realizes that there's parts of his life that he has to still deal with. He's not young, still not married. He has no children. If he is to be the one that will be the link to connect the next generation of the Jewish people, he can only do that with children. And so Yaakov spends a lot of time taking care of the material and the physical pieces of his life. And he kind of allows some of the spiritual pieces to fall by the wayside. But Shlomo Riskin asks the question, does Yaakov leave Laban unscathed? Well, what does unscathed mean? Does he leave there completely on the religious level that he came on? Or was there potentially a decline? Says Rabbi Riskin, there's a good chance that Yaakov Avinu, the one that came, was not the one that left. Yaakov Avinu finds himself engaged in business, finds himself engaged in building up his flock, building up his lot, making sure that his portfolio was successful and growing and growing. He's building horizontally, but he's not building vertically. When Yaakov Avinu wakes up and recognizes, oh my gosh, God comes to him and says, go back home. You got to go back. He realizes, wait a second, but what about my dream? What is going to be? And that is when Yaakov realizes he can't. He's wasted all these years and his dream of going up and up and up and up has been lost. Yaakov Avinu comes back to Eretz Canaan, and as he comes back, he sees angels once again. Except this time, the angels aren't going horizontally, or going horizontally, not vertically. They're following him. They're coming into Eretz Canaan. Why? Because the message that they're telling him is, Yaakov, actually, there is a way that you can actualize the dream. Because some dreams can be done going up, but some can be going sideways. Yaakov Avinu, yes, it's true. You lost those 20 years, but you didn't really lose them. You lost them insofar as, yes, your complete dedication to your personal growth took a hit. But look what you've done. You've raised a family. You have 11 children. And those children are, God willing, going to be continuing in the path that you set out for them. And if that's the case, then Yaakov Avinu, your expansion going sideways has been valuable. Because that's how you're going to ensure the continuity of your spiritual mission. That, says Rabbi Riskin, is the beauty. And ties in very beautifully to the idea of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. See, a person can only grow so much when they live in an environment that's foreign to them. But when they come into an environment where it's home, it's their home, when that happens, they're in a really, really, really good place. I'll end by telling a story that I might have shared once before. There was a man named David Green. David Green was a farmer in Poland. And while he was farming one day, he saw that a fellow farmer put his ear to the ground. David turned to the fellow farmer and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm listening to the ground as it sings to me." Thought it was a little weird. He put his own ear to the ground, and David Green turned to him and said, "I don't hear anything." And the farmer turned back to him and said, "Of course you don't hear anything. You won't hear anything. It's not your land." David Green decided at that point he had to pick up and leave. David Green went to Israel and became David Ben-Gurion. because he recognized that to be truly at home can only happen in Eretz Yisrael, can only happen in your land. Yaakov comes back full of family, and his goal is to do one thing and one thing only, to create a connection between heaven and earth. But he does it in a horizontal way, not in a vertical way. Have a good Shabbos.